Mark, I know the mantra with this team has been worry about yourselves, and you guys have had success, but you watch a lot of hockey. You've got the hottest team in the league coming in here tonight. Just thoughts on getting ready for this Tampa team for the first time?
Yeah, we know they're going to be a tough test. You know, they're a fun team to watch, but you know, that challenge is always fun to get into, so definitely looking forward to the matchup.
Talk about the challenge. You and Steven train together. What type of fun is this going up against a friend?
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, he's he's a pretty special player, and it's always fun to go against buddies. You know, I think it always pushes you to want a little more and try to try to beat him that much more. So definitely always mark your calendar for this one.
Do you see a lot of similarities between the Lightning and the Jets right now?
Yeah, I definitely think there's some similarities. They're a really fun team to watch, personally. They play with a lot of skill. They move the puck really well. They got a lot of firepower up front and some D that can move the puck really well. So, it's always a fun time to watch them play, but it's even funner when you get to even more fun when you get to play against them. So it's definitely one I look forward to.
How are you feeling, Mark, personally? I mean, when you standpoint of the season and also in your career, I mean, obviously it's the numbers are there and you're rolling, but personal from your perspective.
Yeah, obviously I like where I'm at right now. I know there's still I still watch every game over and see areas where I missed some chances or I wish my reads were a little better. So there's always room for improvement. I like a lot of things in my game right now, but there's still things that I wish could be better. So the focus for me is to every practice day, every day you get the chance to hone those skills, and tonight it's a tough test, and it's going to be a battle right till the end. But it's another fun opportunity to become a better hockey player.
As you develop as a National Hockey League player, and your mindset isn't on there's so many other things besides scoring, what you do in junior, but just then the scoring kind of naturally kind of come back to you, or as you're developing the other more important elements of the game, defensively sound, all those other things.
It's a tough league. It's a really hard league to score in, and there's a lot of guys that were scorers in junior or in college or whatever that are playing more of a checking role or aren't on the power play like they were in junior, and that's just the way the NHL is. It's a tough league to win in. It's a tough league to score in, and you have to battle and get better each and every day, and that's what I've tried to do since day one, and it's going to be a continued growth until the end of my career.
How jacked do you get about the overtime session? You get the benefit of starting with Wheels and lately with Morrissey and have had obviously success these last two, but how jacked are you about that 3-on-3?
Yeah, it's fun. There's a lot of offense that could be had, and it's always a fun fun time to be out there, especially when I get to play with guys like Blake and Josh. They're pretty special guys to play with, and I definitely always relish that opportunity to be out there.
Last one for me. How do you go from the low of having to score so late, and then your mindset changes? You got to zero back into now. We got to get going again and get one quick, or go to a shootout.
That adversity is going to strike. Any given game, there's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. There's going to be team times where you're. Your team's all over them, and where there's times where they're all over you. So, it's just a matter of forgetting about it and focusing on the next task at hand. And that's about it.